This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Kate Delaney from Coast to Coast. It's been an interesting week, no question about it, dealing with some weird weather, especially Storm Elsa, and there's going to be some of that will continue to kind of dissipate over the weekend as Elsa moved up the coast and into the Northeast. We saw some of what happened in Florida, especially, I mentioned this on a previous show, Jacksonville, which really got slammed in a couple of areas. What's fascinating to me is, and I guess I grew up around hurricanes but never really thought about it, and looking at modern day hurricanes a couple decades later, that you have these spawnings of tornadoes. And that is, to me, what is so strange, trying to predict that you could see these tornadoes coming off of these winds and the tropical storms or the hurricanes. So I hope everybody out there has battened the hatches and we get through this and it goes off the shores and then that's it from there. I mentioned in a previous show also the global COVID death update and the fact that the death toll surpassed 4 million people. I got a lot of emails from many of you telling me stories about your area and how good you feel about being able to go into restaurants and you're unmasked and it feels very safe and you're sad. I even got one from Erin who said she was super sad to hear about what was happening in other countries, because I always say we talk to people on this show from other countries and the first thing they ask is, wow, I love America. How's America doing? And we are faring so much better. With that grim milestone that was announced on Wednesday, we do see that new cases and deaths, of course, are dropping in the U.S. and Europe. And there is still that argument about vaccines and the Delta variant, which is more transmissible and maybe more dangerous than the other strains of coronavirus. All of this is being measured, and scientists from every corner of the world, of course, are looking at it. And speaking of that, because of what's happening, Tokyo organizers say the Olympics are going to be held without fans. This should have been announced before. Why, in marching forward, especially with the problems they're having there, would they want spectators? It makes no sense. I get the bath that they're taking as far as financially, how much money they would have made on this, but I think there was no choice. I mean, look, it was already canceled last summer, so there's not going to be any fans. They finally had to make that announcement on Thursday, followed by the declaration of a new state of emergency, because that takes effect on Monday and goes all the way through August 22nd. Well, do the math, the games start on July 23rd and end August 8th. So what is the Tokyo 2020 president going to say? He's going to say that the priority is we got to be safe. We got to have secure games, and that's exactly what's happened. Now, there is still a chance. It's like they don't want to give up this ghost. There still is a chance that fans could be allowed at events held outside of Tokyo in areas that are not under a state of an emergency, and that's being discussed. Because remember back in June, they were talking about that there would be a limited number of spectators with venue capacities capped at 50%, which would be big, and a maximum of 10,000 fans. So now that's not happening at all. Tokyo is getting more cases. They're shooting up, and they've had 3 weeks where the amount of cases keep increasing. So that's a state of emergency. They're not going to risk it and decided, okay, we're not doing this. A couple of crazy oddball things at the top. How about this for all my people listening in Louisiana? Boy, you all have some crazy creatures there. A 12-foot python was found alive, safe, healthy, whatever. It escaped an enclosure at Louisiana's largest shopping mall. How frightening is that? But Blue Zoo Baton Rouge, which is an interactive aquarium, shared a video on Facebook of this python, Kara, that was rescued from inside the mall. They said they couldn't be more excited. What happened was it went into, it was slithering around the mall, apparently, and they were searching in the evening and overnight, because, of course, the concern, you know, what are they going to do? Plumbing and HVAC companies were deployed, taking cameras in, getting night vision, trying to figure out where is this snake. And, of course, the snake's not poisonous, but they evidently were able to finally, after searching far and wide and hiring people to come in and do it and going to those places where they needed specialists to come in, they saw that the snake was moving in the ceiling space because there were places to hide. And, you know, there you go. Wow. I can't imagine being in a mall and this snake suddenly slithers out of some ceiling space somewhere. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, it just seems that we've all lost our mind when it comes to getting on flights. American Airlines had to delay another flight. This was after some teenagers refused to wear face masks. So it was a flight from North Carolina to the Bahamas. It was delayed overnight this week. There was a bunch of disruptions because they just wouldn't wear it. So it was supposed to leave on Monday. It was traveling to Nassau, the Bahamas, and it was delayed several hours because of a maintenance issue with the first plane for travelers, and then they had this happen with the non-compliance with the face mask. I mean, listen, if you don't want to wear the face mask, you don't want to wear the face mask, but you're not getting on planes. And then when you get on planes, this is what is so nasty. Other people who are maybe fearful, or maybe they're not fearful, but they don't want to be wearing these masks for extra hours, now they're forced to do all those things because somebody freaks out on the flight knowing you've got to wear this, you got to wear the mask. So the flight was pushed several more hours after baggage checked by the travelers was removed from the plane. And then there, so there was more delays because of that. And, you know, then the plane, they had to have more delays because the plane would have arrived in the Bahamas after immigration and customs was closed. And what can American do? They just say, look, we expect our customers to comply with our policies when they choose to fly with us. And we take action when that's not the case. And it was a group of teenagers. They were celebrating their high school graduation. And the trip was organized. And they were, I guess, disruptive, etc. And then they were saying some pretty explicit language and that kind of stuff. I mean, just stay home. Come on. I was a teenager. We might have been disruptive. We weren't doing this. I mean, ridiculous, right? Unnecessary. People get it together. I don't understand. It makes absolutely no sense. Don't even get on the flight. Then there is no problem. I mean, no problem. Sadly, the problem is with the rubble in Miami, and I know so many of you keep telling me, hey, I've had a bunch of emails about this. Give us the latest on it. Well, they keep finding more bodies. So the death toll is over 60. It's pretty somber at this Surfside condo collapse. I have a friend that lives not too far from there, Miami, and kind of rolled by and said, you know, they didn't want to get in the way or be disrespectful, but you have this beautiful beach where people normally are crawling all over that beach area, and they say it's, you know, you've got candles and flowers and things being put in the fence, and I really feel for the rescuers, and that has to be tough on you mentally as you're doing the unthinkable, and it's because it's an unprecedented tragedy, and you are looking for bodies, you are pulling bodies out of what remains from this condo. Wow. All right, we're hitting the mailbag next. Hang with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the emails. Once again, 24/7. You know this address, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Don't be fearful. Send me your thoughts. In fact, none of you are. You always send me what you think. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Or you have some great suggestions. Like I got this one from Ted, who says, "Hey, Kate, love the show. Love it when you go in the man cave. I think it's hilarious. I think you should invite some of your listeners in the man cave. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe even if it's just once a week. I raise my hand and volunteer to talk sports with you and what's happening with the NBA finals or what's happening in the NFL. Well, thanks for that. I could take you up on it. I like the idea of inviting listeners into the man cave. That's a brilliant idea. And maybe we do that once a week. We set that up and we do a man cave thing. So yeah, absolutely. Here's what we were talking about, Ted. Is pickleball a sport, right? Is pickleball a sport? What, this is like this huge phenomenon now. So many people are playing pickleball, and there's injuries with pickleball. But I had a friend that was pretty good, won a bunch of different tournaments, and said, "Oh, this doesn't take as much out of you as tennis, but I think it looks to me, if you're how you're playing it, it could take a lot out of you." It's a pretty interesting game anyway. I played it once with my brother, and he was just slamming the ball all over the court in Tampa. Ugh. All right, let's go to this one from Max. And Max says, "Kate, are you low-tech or high-tech? Low-tech, high-tech, which are you?" I'm high tech, but I like to be low tech sometimes. So in other words, I like the gadgets, and I mean, look what we're doing, what we're able to do remotely, and because of even speaking, I can do virtual speeches, and it's amazing to me how people can be from in other parts of the world, and boom, we hit up the link and we share all kinds of things, from, you know, PowerPoint photos to whatever. So, but low tech relaxes me. So in other words, I can get in this I can get in this mindset just like the best of them, where you're scrolling, or, you know, you're constantly hooked up to technology. And to me, that's worrisome, and I think your brain needs a break. And we know, we've had people on talking about it. You need to take a breath and walk around the block or something. So I grab Guinness and I take breaks. I do the transition thing, and it's so much better. So I am high tech, but I like to have low tech thrown in between. And what's funny is I was never a super high tech person, but I was forced to become that. And then I really found it interesting, and I realized, and here's something to keep in mind. You know how we say sometimes we're black and white, like, no, I can't do that. No, I don't like that. And I was like that way with technology. Like, why do I have to learn this? And now, if there's a piece of technology and I don't know it, I say, well, I don't know it yet, but I'm going to learn it. And that's exactly what happens. It's opening your mind to being able to work everything from what I think is so easy now, a Zoom, to hooking up different kinds of cameras, to even the most basic things that we can do with FaceTime. I mean, FaceTime's brilliant. When you think of the pandemic, when parents couldn't see kids and grandparents and friends, I mean, you could get on a Zoom and you could see somebody. I mean, yeah, absolutely. All right, it's such an interesting mailbag this time around, and I made it this way on purpose because of a lot of the ancillary mail that I get. It just piles up. So this one is from Jethro. I like the name Jethro. Kate, I know you used to live in Vegas, and did you know that in Vegas the electric cars are really coming in full force? The idea is, if you think of the strip, you could really utilize the strip to take any kind of a trip down the entire strip and other parts of Las Vegas. It'd be a great place for testing, so it's not a surprise to me that electric cars probably could be a big kind of boom to Vegas. Hey, you know what? After I got your email, I was looking at cars, electric cars for sale and stuff in Nevada in general and in Las Vegas, and there's a ton of them. And you can get them for like 2015s, 2018s for like $8,000, something like that. So just in general, people using electric cars, but that's electric cars, self-driving electric cars. They've got a pilot program that's what they're testing, these autonomous cars. Halo and T-Mobile have a pilot program in Vegas, and they're sending these electric cars to consumers through a mobile app. And like I said, it's a great place to really test that theory. So I think electric cars in general there, probably good. I bet there'd be a bunch of charging stations. And then these robo-taxis, so you'd have a robo-taxi app. That, I think, would work pretty well. It's so strange to think about it. And there's a great technology thing that could be incredibly helpful for tourists waiting. But I just have questions about how safe are you in these cars. But I've seen demos of it, and it looks pretty good to me for what it's worth. And I think it's pretty fascinating, actually, to look at it, to watch it. So, you know, how about that? All right, here's another one from, yeah, there's lots of them. I always say here's another one, but here's one from Megan. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I just wanted to tell you, you make me laugh out loud sometimes with what you talk about and what you say. I agree with most of what you're saying. And I love the lighter fare, but I also like hearing what's happening with the news and your view on what's going on. You were talking about travel and the fact that many more people are traveling and they feel safer, and I just wanted to tell you, and I think that most people might be aware of this, if you are trying to travel internationally, because of the cheap prices and because of being vaccinated, I thought for my family it would be a good thing to do. But if you travel in the next 6 months and you don't have a passport or it's going to expire, jump on applying for it right away, because it took forever to get our passports. And I'm glad that I thought about that when I had that extra time during the pandemic, because I knew the prices would probably be right, even if we were just going to Mexico or, you know, whatever. You're right. That is a good thing to point out. I did see something on it. The State Department says that if you're applying for a renewed passport or even a new one, you could wait 18 weeks. So now do that in your mind. And how many months is that? I guess it drops to 12 weeks if you pay an extra 60 for it to be, the fast processing, but that's 12 weeks still. It used to be you could get it so quickly, and I think that there's going to be people that are going to be caught off guard by the delays in passports and how long it takes, because who's thinking that? You're thinking, oh, the world's opening back up, probably no biggie. It is a biggie. So that's something to, that's something to watch, definitely. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe, and Joe says, "Hi, Kate. I listen to you when I'm going to work, and sometimes when I'm coming back from work. I juggle a couple of different jobs. I'm here in West Virginia, and I just started a business that has exploded. It's something I did when I was a kid, and it's the landscaping business. There are now people are still, I think, so much more concerned about their yards and how they look and whatnot, that what started as kind of, hey, this is great pocket change, I can pay a couple of bills with this, it's absolutely exploded for me. I have my son doing it, and it's kind of exciting. I hope that it stays." I like how you say, "I hope it stays." Yeah, because pandemic, right? What does that mean? I think you're safe. We now know that there's going to be more people that are working remotely. There's people that are working in their homes. We have lumber shortages, do it yourself or hiring people to do projects, especially landscaping and mowing. I know from my own neighborhood that it's tough to get, like on the moment's notice, it's tough to get anyone to come and just mow your lawn because they're so booked up. So you're right. I mean, you were right to go into that, and how fun that your son is involved in that anyway. I know a couple of people that started that same thing that you did, where they were mowing lawns and whatnot when they were kids, and then it ended up being their profession, and it took off for them. I guess it can depend, but depending on the area, I think you can always find people who need that work, and that's word of mouth, right? Yeah, that's word of mouth. All right, here's one on a more serious note. This one is from Michael, and he says, "Kate, I heard you talk about Haiti. I've been following that story. The fact that the president, Moisi, was assassinated is frightening for us to think about. You know, as much as we complain about our government, can you imagine?" And I think that's why what happened on January 6th took so many of our collective breaths away. And hey, I am a lifelong Republican. So what do you make about Moisi? Well, I guess it was chaotic. Sounds like it was an inside job. There was a gunfight. Police killed 4 suspects. And who's going to now take his place? That's the key thing. All right. Thanks for your email. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end by August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
He said he knew the Afghan military will defend the government.
You have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well-equipped, as well-equipped as any army in the world, and an Air Force, against something like 75,000 Taliban.
Critics say the withdrawal, which began during the Trump administration, will allow the Taliban to expand. Workers are still continuing to sift through the rubble at the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. The number of confirmed deaths are now at 64. The search for survivors switched to a recovery effort after authorities said there was no chance of life in the remains of the building. This is USA Radio News. A 5.9 earthquake near the California-Nevada border has forced transportation officials to close a highway due to rock slides. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Geophysicist Hannah Persley is with the U.S. Geological Survey and tells us it struck near Walker, California.
It was a shallow earthquake, magnitude 5.9. Because it's so shallow, it was also fairly strong. The shaking in Walker was very strong. The earthquake was felt widely through California and in parts of Nevada. As of right now, the earthquake has over 30 magnitude 2.5 or larger aftershocks.
She is able to pinpoint the epicenter of the quake.
The closest town to the earthquake is Walker, California. The earthquake is within a couple miles of the town.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sergeant Travis Mills. He's a veteran, married father of two, and one of only 5 quadruple amputees to survive the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and who recently celebrated his 9th Alive Day on April 10th. While serving his 3rd tour in Afghanistan back in 2012, he was seriously injured in an IED explosion that cost Travis his arms and legs, but of course, he has this incredible spirit I keep hearing about, and he's a wonderful speaker, and some people I know Travis. And first of all, Travis, thanks so much for your service, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
So take us back to that day and then how you move forward.
Yeah, well, I just had an unfortunate day at work, case of the Mondays, but I was on my 3rd deployment to Afghanistan, and we went out like normal. I was a weapons squad leader, and I set my backpack on the ground after it was marked clear. And unfortunately, underneath the backpack was a bomb. It was one of 13 in a row, actually. And, the bomb went off. And at the aftermath of the bomb going off, my right hand and right leg were gone. My left hand was still there, but that was about it. And then they worked on me, my medics and platoon sergeant and stuff. I got tourniquets on me, and I thought I wasn't going to make it, so I was just staying calm and telling them whatever happens is fine. And then they got me on a helicopter within 10 minutes of that and got me to the hospital. And the doctors and nurses worked on me for 19 hours, or I'm sorry, for 14 hours. And there was 9 doctors and 7 nurses that worked on me, and they kept, you know, pumping air in my lungs and giving me more blood transfusions. And truly a miracle that I'm still here, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm kind of breezing through this, not meaning to, like, sound so nonchalant, like, oh, you know, it's blown up, whatever. But yeah, it happened 9 years ago to me, and I became one of the 5 surviving quadruple, you know, amputees. And, you know, the funny thing is, 2 guys got arm transplants already, so I'm not sure if they're still considered quadruple amputees, so maybe I'm even more elite in my club of only 3 of us.
Wow. I love your attitude, like you said. I'm not trying to be nonchalant, but hey, 9 years ago. So if we fast forward to now, you know, after all those surgeries, what's life like?
That's pretty normal, which might sound silly, but I run and operate a very large nonprofit for combat veterans and service to injured veterans and their families. So I want to do things adaptively. We have a post-traumatic stress program as well at the Travis Mills Foundation. And it's a retreat we set up, and we put a lot of time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears. And now we're bringing in 8 families per week, show them they can do anything they want to do, whether they are amputated, paralyzations, you know, spinal cord injuries. And then we also, like I said, have a post-traumatic stress program, which is called post-traumatic growth. You know, it's really awesome that we're able to do that. And I just have a lot of support from people, you know, throughout the nation and even the world to make sure that I get the donations we need to run this place at no cost to the families. And I also, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So I own a lodge and a marina where it's a for-profit business and an insurance company I'm a part owner in, as well as do motivational speaking all across the nation. So it's a lot of fun for me. And, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but I have, you know, spoken Mexico and Jamaica and other countries. So I'm kind of an international speaker, you know, no big deal. But it's just a lot of fun. And I have my wife, Kelsey, and my 2 children. I have a 9-year-old that thinks she's 14 or 15, I guess, but her name's Chloe. And my son is 3 going on 4 next month.
Wow. So you have a very, very full life. What's it like for you, especially in inspiring with your nonprofit? What's it like inspiring other veterans? I mean, that has to be empowering for you, too, but also that feeling of giving back.
Well, I think it's twofold, right? Like, there's first, and I was in the service. So I wanted to serve my country, and this is a way for me to serve, this way for me to give back and show people, like, you can still do good things no matter what your situation is. And then there's also, I was given that same inspiration by a guy named Todd Nicely. He flew in, when he found out I was injured, he flew into Walter Reed Hospital, and he met me at my bedside, you know, like, hey, man, you're going to be fine. You're going to walk, drive, feed yourself. He was the second ever quadruple amputee, and he kind of, like, painted that roadmap for me. So I made it a point to meet everybody in their rooms when I was at Walter Reed as I was recovering to go say, hey, look, you're not a bad person. You know, nothing you did in life caused this. This just happens, and now it's time to get over that and get past it, and let's get better. And I really enjoy, you know, giving the same message of hope that I got from Todd.
And when you know, as you said, you're an international speaker, you've spoken all over the place. What's that like for you, the speaking part of your life?
Well, it's a lot of fun. You know, I have like a Wells Fargo or Microsoft or, you know, Amerisource and USAA. Like, I have, you know, these bigger corporate offices that bring me into their company events, and I get to travel and see a lot of cool places. And of course, when I talk to my wife back home with the kids running around like crazy, it's always like, well, I'm in a hotel room eating Arby's, you know? And the truth is, I love Arby's, so that's not a knock on Arby's, but if she found out the steakhouses I was going to and the places I went and everything like that, she might be a little bit bitter. But no, it's a lot of fun. And my father-in-law actually travels all over there with me, and we have a good time. And you know, I make it a point, because I'm not too big for my britches, if you will. I stay in the room, I'm the last one usually in there. So if I got to meet, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people, I do that. I shake hands, I take pictures, I sign copies of my book. Usually the company buy, you know, my book for everybody. It's called Tough As They Come. Not to promote myself, sorry if that sounds like I'm, you know, too addy. But it's a lot of fun. I get to go to Minnesota next week, actually, and do a press. No. Yeah, next week. Sorry, I thought it was this week. Next week, I'm going to Minnesota, and I think October, I'm on the road about 24 of the 31 days.
Wow. Wow. And in your message, what's the main core part of your message? Obviously, I think I said it too, that, you know, determination, overcoming whatever's happening in your world. But what is the gist of it, do you think, from what you learned and what you've seen and while you're out there?
Yeah, I tell them, don't step on bombs. You know, that's rule number one, because they'll change you. But, no, it's all based on resiliency. You know, I get to cover motivation, how that plays a part in recovery. Talk about, you know, long-term and short-term goals just in life in general. I explain my healthcare technology, you know, my prosthetic arms and legs that I use. And that let them know about, you know, it's all about perspective. And the guys that make it back home, I keep going forward, you know, because I'm allowed to and have the ability. And then also just, you know, reiterate the slogan of never give up, never quit, because, you know, there's days that are darker than others in the recovery process, and you got to get past those, because, you know, you really come to a choice in life where you either do it or you don't do it, and it's up to you. And fortunately, I chose to get better, but I cannot, for some reason, find out how to not eat, like, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. I mean, my waistline keeps growing, and I don't want it to. And I know, like, it's not like science anymore. Like, well, I wonder why I'm getting bigger. I know what it is. But I just love Philly cheesesteaks with pepper jack cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. You know, if you just in case we ever go out to dinner sometime, and you and me and my wife and everybody's out there having a great time, I'm going to order a Philly cheesesteak, and I'm not going to feel bad about it until the next morning when I say I lost more weight.
Well, you should never feel bad about it. I'm from the Philly, South Jersey area, so that was a staple in my family, and I can take you, if we're ever in the same place, I can take you to some of the best places to get a real, authentic Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, I am in. As long as, but, you know, I like pepper. You know, let's not get in the weeds of that. There's more important stuff I probably want to talk about than me telling you that cheese was not my first go-to. And don't judge me on it. But no, I mean, it's a weird thing that happened to me. It's very unlikely to happen to a lot of people. Like, I know that from just statistics, but I could either dwell on the past or I could just reminisce the past and push forward. And I've been fortunate to have wonderful support from, you know, my family, my wife, my parents, my in-laws, my daughter, my son, as well as my friends. And, you know, we just keep pushing. We keep pushing and doing a lot of cool things. And if anybody gets bored and wants to check out, you know, just TravisMills.org or my Instagram and Facebook, you know, at SSG. I started TikTok. How cool am I?
Oh, TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to see that.
I did a video of me getting, you know, fireworks blowing me up and arms, legs, like a yard sale all over the lawn. Yeah, pretty good reviews so far.
So you are funny. So in celebrating an alive day, that's a big day, and I mentioned that at the top. What's that like for you?
You know, I'm different. Like, I call my buddy Scott Mallory because it's his birthday. I say happy birthday. And then I figure because I got blown up the 10th, but April 14th is actually my birthday, and that's when they woke me up from a medical sedation. I don't really make a big hoopla about it. You know, at first it was like, I'm not going to talk about it. And then I was like, I just want to tell everybody thank you. Thanks for not giving up on me. Thanks for being a part of my recovery or part of my life now. And that's about it. You know, I don't dwell on it. I don't really sit there and worry about it. I mean, I got too many things to worry about. You know, my son is 4 and he loves to, or about to be 4, and he likes to, you know, wrestle me and stuff. So I got to make sure he always knows that I'm tougher. You know, I got way bigger fish to fry.
I can completely understand that. So if people are listening, you already mentioned the website, but let's say it again, the nonprofit, it's just all roads lead there, right, to your website?
Yep, absolutely. But TravisMillsFoundation.org for all that. And, you know, we have a good time, and we're helping a lot of families, and that's what it's all about. And we have a big build coming up. You know, it's like a $6 million build, but it helps us run programming, you know, in the winter months here in Maine. And that way we can do more, give more, and you know, help these families really understand, hey, life goes on. Let's keep going. Don't live life on the sideline.
Yeah. Travis Mills, thanks again for all you do to inspire people out there and veterans and everybody that you come across. I've heard wonderful things about you. I can't wait to meet you, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks for your time.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On Author's Corner, we go across the world for some of us, but I know a lot of Aussies are listening too. Corinne Turner joins us, and she's written several clever children's books with definite messages in them, and I think these books are so unique. I can see lots of kids around the world reading these books. So, Corinne, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.
The books that you've written, it's so interesting, and one of the first things we talked off the air, it made me think, well, what's the inspiration for these books, and how do you become a children's author, and that you have so much to say that you have another book in the pipeline already, and we've got three we're going to talk about. How did this happen for you?
Well, originally, when I was a mum, and my children were very little, I used to tell them stories about action and consequence. And rather than try and say, well, don't do that, I'd say, don't do that because. And now I'm a taxi driver and I tend to drive people around and they have children sometimes. And to stop the child from getting uptight or upset, I say, well, give me your name and three things you like and I give them a story. And that's how Bruno and the Lost Star came about. Because Bruno was a little boy and he was saying, Mom, and I said, well, give me three things you like. And so he liked kangaroos and stars and ice cream. And so that's what the story's about. It's all about a lost star, and Bruno helps find out where the star goes. And, yeah, so it's just a bit of fun. And the Mara's Long Hair is all about this little girl who doesn't want to brush her hair. So she did brush her hair eventually, but she got into a little bit of trouble. She didn't listen to what her mum asked her to do, and so she ended up with a bit of trouble in the end, and she had to have some of her hair cut off. And that's pretty fierce. And the other story is The Pink Fairy and the Blue Fairy, and that's about manners. And it's about these two fairies. One has perfect manners, and she goes to the flowers, and the flowers have jewels inside them. And each morning she says, "Good morning, you beautiful flower." And the flower opens up, and she picks up a jewel, and she says, "Thank you." And the other fairy doesn't have any manners at all. She goes to the flower and says, "Give me your jewel." And the flower just turns around and looks the other way. And the, yeah, and so she's eventually wants as many jewels as the pink fairy. And the blue fairy follows the pink fairy and finds out how to use her manners. And then they become really good friends in the end because they've both got a lot of jewels. And no one's jealous or mean or nasty or anything like that at all. Yeah. So it's really cool. And,
And you enjoy writing, you enjoy writing these stories and spinning these tales. You're a storyteller. I mean, I could see you on a stage somewhere where kids are throwing out ideas and you're spinning those yarns just like you do in that cab.
I tell you what, that'd be a really good thing to do. That'd be so much fun, you know, and you get to see the children's faces and they go, "Oh," and it's wonderful. And the children are beautiful, you know, they're just so full of magic themselves. And yeah, it's wonderful.
And so it's you can tell you have this gift, and I'm sure everyone listening can hear it as well in your voice. Are you, when you do these books, I mean, what is it like for you and then to see them published? I mean, wow.
It is wow. When I first started this journey, like I've been telling stories forever, or it seems like forever. And, yeah, the whole idea was I'm published. Wow. And I was so excited to get my first copies of my books, and I showed everyone, and I even sold a couple, and I gave some to the library, and I said, "I've got a book published." You know, I was so excited about it, and it was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It's really good.
What great lessons, actions and then consequences. To know that your actions have consequences. And I love that that's how you set it up with your kids instead of just hammering them with something. Don't do this. Don't. There's something in our brain, don't you think, especially kids too, that they just shut off when you start telling them that.
Oh, well, me too. You know, if someone says don't do that, I'm tempted to go ahead and do it. That's why I ride a motorbike. And, you know, it's just really, if you give a reason and it's logical and the kids can see it, well, it makes more impact. But if you just say, don't do this, don't do that, and end up screaming, they'll just say, there goes mum again. You know, it doesn't make much sense to them at all. And eventually all you do is get high blood pressure. And it's not good for anyone. at all, and it becomes toxic, and what you need is to be loving and nurturing rather than just yelling. Yeah, I'm not a yeller, but
yeah, I agree with you.
I don't like screamers.
Yeah, me either. So I think that the one thing we can scream about is these books are really, really so fun and interesting. And again, you have the lessons in the books. So you can go to Amazon and pick them all up. Mara's Long Hair, The Pink Fairy and The Blue Fairy, Bruno's Lost Star. I love, love, love that story that you told us about the kangaroo and what happened there with the star and Bruno, the little boy. And then you've got another one coming up, Elephant in the Fish Tank, too. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's all about this poor man who didn't have much of anything, and he had a little shack as a house, and he found it had a noise out in the front garden, and there was this elephant, and he was only as big as a cat, and he would fit in, and the man picked up the elephant and took it inside, and the only thing he could fit it in was a fish tank. And eventually they went to the market together, and he showed everyone, and he made everyone pay to see the elephant. And eventually he got a lot of money, and the elephant got better food, and the elephant didn't like being in the fish tank, so he jumped up and down and round and round and side to side, and the fish tank broke, and he ran off to the bazaar, and he ate all the bananas and chased everyone around, because every time he ate a banana, he grew a bit more, and then he disappeared. And the man didn't know what happened, but the elephant got away.
Ooh, I like that. All right, that sounds interesting. I can't wait till that one comes out. And again, you can get all the books on Amazon. Corinne Turner, thank you so much for coming on. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
You know, it's so interesting where our imaginations can take us, and that's the beauty of talking to authors. And I've really enjoyed sharing that with all of you on this show, that what's the unique thing about all of us is that everybody has a story, or everybody has an imagination, or everybody has a book in them. I believe that everybody does have a story to tell, and some sort of book. It could be a novel. It could be a children's book. It could be something historical, whatever it might be. And Karen's a great example of that. You know, where can your imagination take you, and what can you share to put out there in the world that can make kids laugh or smile or giggle or brighten somebody's day? So I really appreciate these amazing high impact authors that have joined us from all over the place, and she is added to that prestigious list of people in my book. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.